Marvin Muskan. Solid night overall. Intense battle the whole way. Would you rather an intense battle like that and have it happen that way, or would you rather kind of quietly get to third and just be alone because you had to work for every position?
Yeah, definitely. I worked really hard and fight really hard tonight. It was very frustrating because I felt like the riding was really good, and some sections I was definitely catching Cooper. But then you get to the whoop section first, and then you kind of have to go in the main line and then follow. But I was faster than him. Then I tried to go outside because he was tight inside, trying to make a run for it, but I couldn't make it happen. And then you get to the same section and kind of have to slow down and just follow the guy. So, and then eat the sand, like getting roosted. It was pretty bad. When the competition is, you know, really tight and like that, you're like, man, where am I gonna pass? You know, you have to be patient, but then you have a guy behind you. Baggett was fast as well. Then I ended up making a mistake because I try to make something happen in the sand or change my line or whatever, and then I made a mistake and then I lose a position. So, and then same thing for third. I was trying to pass Blake, but it was the same thing. I just didn't know where to pass, even though I was getting close to him. It was not happening. So, I felt like tonight I was riding really well, but it was only a third for me, so it's hard.
Hey, there are two laps to go. You had a really close moment with Sealy, but you still like managed to reel Blake back in there. Like, it wasn't like you just threw the anchor out. How do you regroup from something like that?
You saw that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because Cole Sealy was a lap down, and obviously, he tried his best to get out of the main line, so he was on the right side, and I jumped the triple, and I was just hoping he would, you know, get going into the turn, but he slowed down a lot, and I got super, super close to him. But yeah, I'm sure he did his best. So, yeah, close moment. But yeah, once again, I tried to cut inside, but then you ended up following the guy in the whoops. So you're like, man, what can I do on this track? You know, where can I pass? Because those guys are fast, and the difference between us three was really small tonight. So. I guess it was a third and nothing else.
Hey, coming into the season, you were kind of far off your normal mark with the knee injury and everything, but all things considered, this is solid. You know, you're in the thick of it for the point standings. You've gotten better every week. I mean, I would say this is still successful, right?
It is, yeah, successful year, even though I haven't get a win yet. So that's what I've been looking for, and not happening, but definitely feeling really good during the week now and putting in some good work. This weekend the riding was great, so yeah, definitely looking forward to more racing. But like you said, it's been a tough off season, tough first round, but getting better every weekend. And now I've been doing good for the last few weekends physically, and just gotta keep grinding.
Thanks, man. See you soon.